Lesson 20. Parties 2. Part A. Micro-listening. Sentence structure. Special questions.
Drill 1. You're going to hear 10 questions. Choose the suitable responses to the questions you hear.
1. What's wrong with your car?
2. What does Maggie look like?
3. What does Tom's wife do for a living?
4. How do you like this dress?
5. How tall is your sister?
6. What do you think of this novel?
7. How much is this necklace?
8. When is your birthday?
9. How do I get to the cinema?
10. What's the matter, John? Drill 2. Listen to the song Merry Christmas, supply the missing words, and sing along.
For me, bring me boots for the rain. Bring me cars for my old train. Bring me chocolate, candy canes and nuts. Bring me money, bring me luck. For us all, bring us snow, bring us ice. A white Christmas would be nice. Bring us health and happiness and love. Merry Christmas, that's enough.
Part B. Macro listening. Passage. Who was the small man? Now listen to the passage.
It was Christmas, and there was a big party in the house. Guests came and went, but the party continued. Then the bell rang. Several people shouted, "Come in!" And a small man opened the front door and came in. Nobody knew him, but the host went to meet him and took him to the bar for a drink. The man sat there happily for an hour and drank. Then suddenly he stopped and looked at his host. "Do you know," he said, "nobody invited me to this party. I don't know you, I don't know your wife, and I don't know any of your guests. My wife and I wanted to go out in our car, but one of your guests has parked his car in front of our house. So I came here to find him. And my wife is waiting in our car for me to come back."
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage carefully and fill in the blanks with the words you hear from the tape.
It was Christmas, and there was a big party in the house. Guests came and went, but the party continued. Then the bell rang. Several people shouted, "Come in!" And a small man opened the front door and came in. Nobody knew him, but the host went to meet him and took him to the bar for a drink. The man sat there happily for an hour and drank. Then suddenly he stopped and looked at his host. "Do you know," he said, "nobody invited me to this party. I don't know you, I don't know your wife, and I don't know any of your guests. My wife and I wanted to go out in our car, but one of your guests has parked his car in front of our house. So I came here to find him. And my wife is waiting in our car for me to come back.
Exercise 2. Listen to the passage again and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
It was Christmas, and there was a big party in the house. Guests came and went, but the party continued. Then the bell rang. Several people shouted, "Come in!" And a small man opened the front door and came in. Nobody knew him, but the host went to meet him and took him to the bar for a drink. The man sat there happily for an hour and drank. Then suddenly he stopped and looked at his host. "Do you know," he said, "nobody invited me to this party. I don't know you, I don't know your wife, and I don't know any of your guests. My wife and I wanted to go out in our car, but one of your guests has parked his car in front of our house. So I came here to find him. And my wife is waiting in our car for me to come back."
Question number 1. Who was the small man?
Question number 2. Why did the small man come to the party?
Question number 3. Where was the small man's wife while he was at the party?
Question number 4. What is the passage mainly about?
Question number 5. Which adjective can be used to describe the small man? Dialogue. I love parties. Now listen to the dialogue.
Will you answer the door, Maggie?
Yes, Dad. It'll be Cindy, I expect.
Hello, Maggie.
Come in, Cindy.
Hello, Mr. Green.
Hello, Cindy. Nice to see you.
I hope I'm not disturbing you.
No, of course not. You're always welcome.
Sit down, Cindy. Are you doing anything Saturday?
No, I don't think so.
Then let's have a party.
Good idea. I love parties.
What? Another party?
Oh, Dad. We haven't had one since Christmas.
It was just 3 days ago.
But it's the new year.
Okay, then.
What about the food, Maggie?
Well, I'll make a fruit punch, and you can make a cheese pizza.
No problem. I've learned to make it.
Oh, no. Think about the mess, Maggie.
Don't worry about that. We'll clean up afterwards.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Will you answer the door, Maggie?
Yes, Dad. It'll be Cindy, I expect.
Hello, Maggie.
Come in, Cindy.
Hello, Mr. Green.
Hello, Cindy. Nice to see you.
I hope I'm not disturbing you.
No, of course not. You're always welcome.
Sit down, Cindy. Are you doing anything Saturday?
No, I don't think so.
Then let's have a party.
Good idea. I love parties.
What? Another party?
Oh, Dad. We haven't had one since Christmas.
It was just 3 days ago.
But it's the new year.
Okay, then.
What about the food, Maggie?
Well, I'll make a fruit punch, and you can make a cheese pizza.
No problem. I've learned to make it.
Oh, no. Think about the mess, Maggie.
Don't worry about that. We'll clean up afterwards.
Question number one. Who is coming?
Question number two. What is Maggie planning to do next Saturday?
Question number three. What food are Maggie and her friend going to prepare?
Question number four. What does Maggie's father think of parties?
Question number five. What do you know from the dialogue?
Exercise two. Listen to the dialogue again and fill in the blanks with what you hear from the tape.
Will you answer the door, Maggie?
Yes, Dad. It'll be Cindy, I expect.
Hello, Maggie.
Come in, Cindy.
Hello, Mr. Green.
Hello, Cindy. Nice to see you.
I hope I'm not disturbing you.
No, of course not. You're always welcome.
Sit down, Cindy. Are you doing anything Saturday?
No, I don't think so.
Then let's have a party.
Good idea. I love parties.
What? Another party?
Oh, Dad, we haven't had one since Christmas.
It was just 3 days ago.
But it's the new year.
Okay, then.
What about the food, Maggie?
Well, I'll make a fruit punch, and you can make a cheese pizza.
No problem. I've learned to make it.
Oh, no. Think about the mess, Maggie.
Don't worry about that. We'll clean up afterwards.
This is the end of Lesson 20.